Greatest need now is not money. It's not connection. It's not marriage. Your greatest need is Him in your life. Moses said it, thy presence does not go with us. Don't take us from here. Because there is no journey without you. Thank you. Stand up on your feet if you can. If you cannot, just remain in your worship position. But if you can, just stand, lift up your head. Jesus is here. You can feel his presence. If you can feel that presence, whisper that name, Jesus. Okay. Chains and untying somebody. That rope they used to tie your life and destiny is being loose now. Hey! I see restoration where the enemy has taken things out of your life. Restoration of the years that the canker of the palmer of the caterpillar has stolen. Hey! Receive the release of his power, of his strength, of his grace, of his mercy. He disappoints the devices of the crafty, and their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Receive the power of his power.
Oh God.
Today is a new chapter without a doubt in someone's life. And if you believe that, say amen. Take your seat with me. First Corinthians chapter 13. First Corinthians 13:1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, and become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and I have not charity, I am nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and I have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long, is kind. It envieth not, charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. It does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. It doesn't rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. It beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. We shall stop there. The practice of love, this will be part three. The practice of love. And as it is, our objective is to understand the practical details of loving others. It is clear through our study so far that love is the most powerful force on the face of the earth. The most powerful. Why? I give you four reasons. Love is the most powerful force on the face of the earth. One, God is love. Love is God. And God is the most powerful on the face of the earth. Love is God. God is love. Secondly, love created the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, means in the beginning, love created the heavens and the earth. Thirdly, love is stronger than death. Songs of Solomon chapter 8 verse 6 said that love is as strong as death. But the truth is that love, and scripture confirms that love is stronger than death. In 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 11 to 12, we saw a man that was about to die, that was found by David and his servants, that was brought back to life by love. The Egyptian that was left to die, no food, no water for 3 days, love brought him back. Love is stronger than death. In John chapter 8, verse 3 to 11, we saw a woman that was caught in adultery, that was to be stoned to death. Death faced her, but love rescued her. Jesus said, if there is not one of you Pharisees, I don't want to go into the story because of time. This woman was caught in the very act. What a hypocrisy. Caught in the very act, acting with who? Where was the second? Where's the man? It was a hypocritical setting. Looks like one of their co-Pharisees set the woman up. And Jesus said, really? She was caught in the very act, acting by herself? Was that a masturbation or something? If you say it was caught in the act of adultery, where is the second actor? All right, in any case, if any of you, if there's any one of you who have not sinned since you were born, cast the first stone. And they departed from the eldest who has been sinning since to the youngest. And Jesus said, woman, where are thine accusers? He said, no one. He said, well,
Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. In case a worse thing comes upon you. Love rescued that woman from death. Lazarus was brought back from the grave by love. John chapter 11, verse 35 to 36. When the Bible said, when Jesus wept, the people said, behold how much he loved him. Then said the Jews, see how much he loved him. That passion for Lazarus and passion for every other mankind pulled that man out of that grave. Love. God is love. Love created the earth. Love is stronger than death. Love defeated the devil at the cross. Love defeated the devil, defeated hell and death. Hell, death, and the grave at the cross. Defeated hell, death, and the grave at the cross. In Matthew chapter 20, verse 18 to 19, Jesus said, we go to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and scourge and to crucify him. And the third day he shall rise again. Hatred buried love, but love could not be buried. It resurrected on the third day. If love is that powerful, then it is important to walk in the realm of love. Question is, what are the practical details of love? Let us recap what we did last Sunday. We saw seven things that love is. First of all, we saw that love is very patient. Then, love is kind. And then, that love does not envy. And then, love is not boastful. And then, love is not proud. And then, love is not rude. And then, love is not self-seeking. Today, we shall continue with number 8. And that says, love is not easily provoked. It's not easily provoked. It's there right in the scripture. Maybe you can place it on the screen. The same 1 Corinthians chapter 13, about verse 6 thereabout. Love is not easily, verse 5, is not easily provoked. What is the meaning of that? It means three things very quickly because of time. First, that love is not irritable or touchy. There are people who are highly irritable, very, very touchy. Touchy. I'm sure you've seen those kind of people. People that everybody avoid. If you say good morning, it's a problem. If you don't say good morning, it's a challenge. We had one woman like that in the neighborhood we lived before. Very, very cantankerous. Very, very bitter, picky woman. My wife confronted her one day because it shouted on the children somehow. If children say good morning, they say, what is good about the morning? Very wicked woman. You have such people. Love is not easily provoked also means love is not easily offended. There are people that are permanently offense ready. They are offense looking for where to happen. Love is not easily offensive.
And when you deal with people, you come across all manner of people. There are people who have a lot of problems with ushers and those kind of people. Sit here. Who are you to tell me where to sit? Park here. Who told you I should park here? Offense ready. Thirdly, it means that love is not quarrelsome or quarrel ready. You know, there are people who are quarrel going somewhere to happen. Quarrel in motion. Mobile quarrel. That is not person going to quarrel going. Quarrel moving. Do you understand? Quarrel with your mother. Quarrel with your brothers. Quarrel with your boss in the office. Quarrel with everybody. It is better to be at peace than to be under pressure. You will never realize the treasures of your life for as long as you maintain a life under pressure. I made up my mind as I was getting married that there must be peace in my life and peace in my home. I made up my mind that nobody will ever say, who offended who? God has helped us for 25, 26 years now. It's a choice. That's 26 years of both of you sit down. Father and mother, parents on both sides. So tell your own side. Tell your own side. Don't feel bad if you have had to pass through such an experience. But you can make up your mind. Am I communicating at all? If you find yourself easily provoked, easily offended, you raise your voice so quickly, you're just easily irritated, ask God for his love to permeate your system and permeate your life. Ask him. Man or woman. There are many who cannot maintain relationships, whether with friends or business associates, or marital relationship because of easy irritability. And how many of you know, medically, what we call easy irritability is a disease condition in children. When you see a children highly irritable, say, baby, how are you? You just look at your face. You didn't say anything. We say the child is apathetic, listless, highly irritable. Apathetic means it's not interested in the environment. Anything offends it. There is a disease somewhere locking. Something is pinching the baby. Is there a protein, energy, malnutrition, a kwashiorkor situation, or an infection somewhere that must be treated? Are you holding what I'm saying here? This love is not easily provoked. Don't be that kind of person that is identified with easy irritability. That kind of person that says, just avoid her, avoid her, avoid him. Don't be that. Don't give yourself such an identity. Love is not easy. And if you are going to get married, and remain married and and enjoy your marriage, you must make up your mind that you are not going to be easily provoked, because provocable things will happen. Don't let anybody deceive you that you will marry an angel. Don't let anybody deceive you that if people say they have not quarreled, didn't mean things that will cause quarrel didn't happen. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? It happened bereketetious. Just that you refuse to follow it up. Do you understand what I'm saying here? before you start thinking that, oh, are the people angels? For where? It takes two people to quarrel. If one is quarreling and the other is not quarreling, quarrel over. Praise the Lord. Quarrel over. Quarrel over. Hallelujah. Please take your seat. I want you to make up your mind. Make up your mind. That you are not going to be that kind of person that is irritated and irritable and deliberately moving about looking for people's trouble. Love is not easily provoked. Number 9. Love does not. That scripture thinketh no evil. I checked it and it means love does not recount wrong deeds. Recount wrong deeds. Other translations will tell you many, many more things. It doesn't recount wrong deeds. It means the following. First, it means it doesn't compute or calculate. Now, this is a Greek translation that is bringing this out. It doesn't compute or calculate or take into account the wrong deeds of loved ones. It does not compute, does not calculate or take into account the wrong deeds. Do you know there are people who have the book of record of their wife or husband, of their friend or something? Everything the person ever did is in the book. And they can tell you very clearly. I think it was 1st October 1981. It was 12 o'clock in the afternoon that you said that thing. They have an electromagnetic brain. As far as people's offenses are concerned, they have a photographic mind. They will remind you everything you ever did against them without mincing word. They can't forget the detail. I know exactly how you said it. How will that help your life, sir? How will that help your life, ma? How far can you go carrying the baggages of the wrongs of people? The third meaning is love does not maintain grudges, malice, and bitterness. It doesn't maintain it. It doesn't. Question is, does it mean that if somebody offended you to the point where he wanted to kill you, you discovered. And then, now the person, it means the person is your, you should forgive the person. So he is back and became your friend. Not necessarily. There's a combination of love and wisdom. Somebody put charm inside water or put poison inside water you wanted to drink. And you realize there was poison. You mistakenly left the water. Dog drank the water and dog died because of the poison inside the water. Are you to forgive the person? Yes. Are you to bring yourself so close to the person? No. If the person gives you water, next time will you drink? Never. Is it because it's your enemy? No. What are you doing? Wisdom. Because people don't know the balance of this. If that person greets you next time, will you answer? Yes. Should you forgive him? Yes. Should you be frowning for him all the time? No. But if he gives you water, will you drink? No, too. Is anybody understand what I'm saying? Is anybody understand? Because people have killed themselves in the name of misunderstanding. So the man offended. The Bible says we should love our neighbor as ourselves and we should forgive. So okay, I have forgiven him. So it's okay, can we take a journey to so-and-so place? So, yes, why not? I have forgiven you. And then he organized another trap for you. He said, this man escaped the other one. Let me organize another one for him. No. You don't put yourself in such a situation. Love him, laugh for him. How are you? Fine, longest time. In fact, some of the laughter is a function of, I thank God I escaped what you did for me. Hallelujah. How are you? How is everything? I'm so grateful. Wow. God bless you. We'll see another time. And then you face your front and just keep on living your life. And then you see, the Bible said, be as harmless as a dove, but wise. It's using serpent and talking of wisdom. Take your seat. Am I communicating at all? So in that regard, be free with people. And if you are husband and wife, something happened 5 years ago, you have already talked about it and forgiven her or him. Don't bring it back today. Don't let a new quarrel bring back an old matter. Am I communicating at all? Don't go back to the ashes of yesterday's fire to kindle today's fire. That one that is gone, let it be gone. If fresh issues happen today, trust God to handle it today. Don't keep that record of wrongs. This is what you do all the time. You did it 7 years ago, I forgive you. You have done it today again. Don't mention 7 years ago. You are worsening the matter. You are destroying your relationship. You are breaking down your communication. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Don't mention. We should be having a couples program, like a marriage, a family program, like married and singles, within another 2 weeks. Thereabout, we should be. Because the problem in that area is too much. Too much. And God shall help us. As long as you hang around this place, you cannot miss road. Somebody say aloud, amen. Love. You don't do that. You don't do. Nobody wants to be reminded of yesterday's failures. Nobody wants to be reminded of yesterday's error. It lowers the self-worth of people. It makes them feel less than themselves, than what God made them to be. Forgetting the things that are behind, Paul the Apostle said, and reaching forth to the things that are in front. How many of you know, if I've stopped here already, I've already over-preached today. Love is not, does not recount wrongs. Number 10, love does not rejoice in and at evil. In stroke at evil. It does not rejoice in evil. It doesn't rejoice at evil. The Bible said it rejoiceth not in iniquity. That is evil. If you read other translations, it brings it out clear. Are you ready to hear this? Love is not happy with evil. That's the good news. Let me tell you what this means. Three things again, or two. First, love is never excited at the errors, failures, or mistakes of others. Love is never excited at the errors, the failures, the mistakes, or even the sins of others. There are those that it appears like it is their Christmas because somebody fell. Somebody erred. Somebody made a mistake. Somebody did something wrong. It is their jubilation. Is it possible that you will go up because somebody went down? No. When Saul fell, Saul was the one who was looking for David to kill. Looking for David to kill. When Saul fell and died on the mountains of Gilboa, David said, tell it not in Gath. Publish it not in the streets of Ashkelon. I think that will be 2 Samuel chapter 1 verse 20. In case the daughters of the Philistines rejoice. Don't let another ear hear this. I know this man was bad. I know he consulted familiar spirits. I know this man was the one who wanted to kill me many times. He threw javelin at me. I escaped many times. But he has died now in battle. But please don't let another ear hear it. Am I communicating? There are some people, the downfall of another person is their gossip topic. Do you hear what I heard? That this man finally, all his businesses have just crashed. Do you hear what I heard? That man finally sacked his wife. It's good for the woman. She's too proud, self. Among women, there is wahala. And this talk is plenty in their midst. The man finally sat the woman. Every time she's moving like peacock. See her, moving like peacock. It's good for her. Let's see how she will survive now. In fact, I'll be looking for her in church this coming Sunday to just purposely greet her. Madam, how are you? How is our family? That is the kind of heart human beings have. What do you benefit from the crash of another? Last week, somebody sent me something about somebody I know, a very, very strong minister of God somewhere outside this country, and was talking about this particular issue around his life. And I said, this is not so. So I called a man in that country, and I said, this is what someone said about this man. Now, my wife and I held our hands immediately. The moment we heard that, I said, it's impossible. Devil, you are a bastard. Father, this is not true and cannot be. And I called the man in that country. I said, is there any challenge, so-and-so? He said, no, not that he knows. He said, like what? I said, someone said so-and-so. He said, he hasn't heard nothing like that. And he doesn't think so. I said, now, there is nothing like that. So, this is the last. You shouldn't make another person to hear it. I say, don't ask another person any question anymore. With you, it stops. Am I communicating? You know, bad news is what sells in our generation. Most news, that or whatever news, whether it's CNN, the badder, the better. Take your seat. Celebrate calamity. Otherwise, you will magnetize calamity. Don't rejoice at evil. Well, the man is a billionaire now. He doesn't have anything in his pocket. What? Why are you celebrating? Somebody sowed a seed into my life. A seed of car. And it was doing very well. All of a sudden, it looks like everything went flat somehow by some mistakes that he admitted he made. And I say, you know what? God is going to visit you back. I'm going to sow back that car into your life. Big cow, millions. The car may take up to 10 million to buy one or more. I sold it back to him. And I said, I'm praying for you. Placed him on prayer and fasting. And then one day, spoke very dangerous into his life to neutralize all that the devil did. About 1 year later, I said, I haven't heard from you. How is everything? I'm so sorry, sir. Everything is back. You say, under 1 year, I've done jobs of almost 2 billion. Yeah, I gave him back the car. I gave him the car. He said, there is no genuine prophet who is looking for what you have. Except he's a criminal. Except he's a false prophet, a fortune teller. One woman brought land documents. I'm selling the land to the church, but my husband is not happy. I said, take the land back. So there can be peace at home. God has received it. You know, God received Isaac and still gave it back to Abraham. Now it has been received. Take it back. Praise the Lord. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I receive the grace. I receive that grace to celebrate good in the lives of people. I receive the grace. I receive it now. Take your seat in Jesus' name. Is there anybody gaining anything out of here? Love is never excited at the errors, failures, mistakes, or sins of others. Second, love is never excited at injustice or unfairness. Injustice or unfairness. Love is never excited at injustice or unfairness. And finally, love is never delighted or glad at evil, whatever be the reason. Love is never delighted or glad at evil, whatever be the reason. Never delighted. If something is evil, love can't be happy. It is evil. Love can't be happy if it is evil. Love can't be happy if it is evil. Beloved brothers and sisters, what you are hearing now, let the last time you hear evil and you are happy about it should be the very last. The last time somebody brought matter to you about somebody's crash, somebody's downfall, somebody's failure, somebody's error, somebody's mistake, and somebody's whatever, and you were happy about it, should be the last. Even those who are experiencing judgment from God because of what they did, even if you want to rejoice, be gentle. You know, when God deals with Israel because they offended him, the nation that he will use to deal with them, if that nation overrejoice, he will turn back and deal with the people. Love does not rejoice in evil. Number 11, love rejoices in truth. 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 It's right there. It says it does not rejoice in evil, but rejoices in truth. It rejoices in truth. What does it mean? Love, one of the translations said, love rejoices when truth and justice wins. Truth, justice. When they win, love rejoices. Second, it means that love, let me put it in my own way. Love is eternally addicted to truth and forever allergic to lies. People lie to others because they don't love them. You operate in truth if you love. You don't like the person you are lying to. If you like him, you won't lie to him. One man came to me and he said, when he was getting married, his wife said her age, and she was like 1 year or 2 years older than him. But he said, no problem, we can marry. only for them to marry and for him to discover that the age difference is like 80 years or more. The man couldn't take it. It was terrible. One man wanted to marry, and when they went to the family of the woman, he saw a little boy that was very, very playful and close to this girl he wanted to marry. Oh, who is that boy? Oh, he's one of our nephews here. Only for them to marry, for him to realize that that was a child that the woman had out of wedlock. And he was not aware. Does she love the man? Never. And men do like him. In fact, men's own is worse. One child, two child, three child out of wedlock, out of private practice that they had performed before. You know what doctors call PP. And without, I mean, and then he just entered the marriage. I know of men who have married twice or thrice. And the one they want to marry now is not aware. You are in the marriage committee, you know. There are people who have arrived on the marriage morning. I have 5 children for this man. And he's about to marry somebody afresh. Love operates in truth. It does not operate in lies. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying here today? Anybody can make mistakes in time past. And if you made a mistake in time past, your mistake cannot bury you. It doesn't matter what your past is. God has somebody that can accommodate that past. Did you hear what I just said? It doesn't matter if you like commit, well, if you have done abortions in time past, and now you are saved, you are not doing it again, you had a child out of wedlock, whether you are a man or a woman, whatever be your situation in time past, and you have come to Jesus Christ, Jesus will forgive you perfectly, and he has somebody for you today that can accommodate you as you are. You have a child and you don't even know, and the father of the child disowned the child. Say, I'm not the one who has the child. God will give you a man who will take that child as his son or the daughter and be a father. That is how our God works. Somebody say amen. Love. Love is eternally addicted to truth, forever allergic to lies. And the third thing under there is that love is never a party to false allegations, betrayals, conspiracies. It rejoices in truth. It's not a party to false allegations, betrayals, conspiracies. Whenever you find yourself in the situation where somebody is trying to recruit you to falsely allege something against people, never be a party to it. When they try to recruit you into betrayals and conspiracies, don't be a party to it. Somebody said to David, I have found your enemy Saul. Give me the license to strike him at once. David said, no, it will not be my hand. It is God's hand, but not my hand. His day will come. He might go into battle and not return, or his day will come, but it will not be me that will be said that I was the one who finished Saul. Is anybody learning anything here at all? Love. Love. Oh my God. Time is... Love rejoices in truth. Number 12. Love bears. Love bears. Bible said, it beareth all things. And I summarized it... Love bears. Present continuous. The meaning of that is love bears up under anything and everything that comes. It bears up. That's the Amplified Classic version. That's how he said. It bears up under anything and everything that comes. Also, I said it another way. Secondly, that love can adapt and adjust to different circumstances. Love has a large capacity for the accommodation of different situations. Large capacity. Large capacity. One day, a man sat with some people, or somebody was talking with someone, and they were talking about how, what they can do to destroy themselves, not me. And I don't want to go into details. Just exactly the way what the people did, the men that hired Delilah for Samson. It's that kind of thing. Now after the man finished and everything was made clear, what he did, what he said in detail. And he sat and he said, anything they say to you, I cannot deny it. I am sorry. But you will never hear such a thing from me another time. And I said, it is well. No problem. So what level is your child in school now? Right? I'll take up that child. School fees in the university, accommodation, and everything. The person who wanted to destroy you, you are paying the school fees of that child. Now, currently on scholarship, currently, not yesterday. Currently on scholarship. That is an easy way to release the person. Is it possible to do that and still be bitter? Hallelujah. That is not yesterday, currently on scholarship. Take your seat. Accommodation. If we are not able to function like that, you won't know when you just easily end in hell. Out of bitterness. Because the devil doesn't want anybody to go to heaven. He was in heaven before. He knew how beautiful, he knows the glory of heaven. And he knows it and he has missed it forever. And he doesn't want another person to go and gain what he lost. So you may not be drinking, you may not be smoking, you may not be stealing. You haven't killed anybody before. You are not womanizing. You are not doing anything like that. But he just put one tiny bitterness. Just moving. Just find yourself there. It will never be your portion. When they say so and so person, say somebody says something about you, don't bother asking what did they say. It may spoil your heart. All right, go. God forgive whatever he said. Praise God. Love bears. Finally, love believes. Love believes. You see, it believeth all things. And because of time, that is where we shall stop. Love believes. What does it mean? Love believes in others and expects the best out of them. You believe in others, you give them the benefit of the doubt, especially your loved ones. Especially those God positioned around you. You believe in your wife that she's not a devil. She won't be a devil. You believe in your husband. Their actions may be imperfect, but you believe that their intentions are perfect. Love believes means love does not easily give up, especially on loved ones. You don't give up on your husband and say he's a drunkard, he will never change. You don't give up on your wife and say, oh, that woman is just a terrible one. You don't give up on your children and say that boy can never, or that girl. Love does not easily give up. It does not easily lose faith. It also means love trusts. It gives people the benefit of the doubt. It trusts. That is what it means. It believes. Love trusts. It gives people the benefit of the doubt. Love is not permanently suspicious. It trusts. It trusts. If your wife said, I'm coming from the market, don't say it's a lie. You branch somewhere. Your husband said, his office I'm coming from, don't say, no, it's not true. Trust. The trust will help you. If at the end of the day, your trust was betrayed, then you forgive and trust God to learn to trust again. Am I communicating? Love trusts. My check book and everything, like I have said, is in the hands of my wife. That's my family's resources. She may have the right to know more of what I have in any account than myself. I'm not. Now, if you catch me now, no matter how much you cane me, you can't find one naira in my pocket. Money and me are not just, I traveled all the way to Venezuela without one naira in my pocket. It was when I went for the service for service that I realized that even offering I didn't carry. Venezuela is not, if you fly from here 6 hours, you reach Europe or Germany. You fly another 9 to 10 hours before you reach there. It's not from here to Nyanyao. There are many of us from here to Nyanya, you must carry money. Even from here to Area 1, all the way, you didn't carry one cc. And thank the Lord I didn't pour anybody's granite away. And they asked me to pay, and I to pay. Love, trust. I know it's not possible for anything to be mismanaged. I trust. And then let me balance it up. If you're a woman or a man, make yourself trustable. Because there are some people, if their husband has 500,000 in the account, they make a list of 400,000. Or 450. You know. And then put the man under pressure. Didn't you hear what senior pastor said? That his wife has his check. Give me your check. Give me all your checkbook. I need to know what you have. And the man said, if you like, flog me. You can't see the checkbook. Because I am not sure of what you will do with the checkbook. Because if you say one, you say another. According to our vernacular. take your seat. Praise the Lord. Our time is much gone. But I know you heard something just now. Trust and make yourselves trustable. Eh? Your husband just told you something now in confidence or something about his life. Little exchange, you begin to say, look at you, who said this and that? You just dabarized everything. You have spoiled everything. He just said something to you in confidence between you and him. Something bothering his life. And just a little exchange you have, you are now repeating it back to him. You who said this and that? You who did this when you were a child? Wow. From that moment on, apart from the mercy of God, you are in OYO on your own. That will never be your portion. Did anybody receive something? Stand up on your feet with it. Be up, standing on your feet. Love believes. And I said, it trusts. It's not permanently suspicious. My counsel this morning, as our time is so gone, is that first, you can do that in standing. The life of love is not optional. If life must be lived optimally, the life of love is not optional. If life must be lived optimally, the life of love is not optional. That is, if you must live your life to the full, living in love is not an option. If there's anybody coming in now, please hold on and for the next service that is starting shortly so that you can receive that message. Second, human behavior at times makes the love walk difficult. Human behavior. It at times makes the love walk difficult. So what is the counsel there? But persistence and consistency are keys to efficiency. Persistence and consistency are keys to efficiency. You will see people who will make you not want to love anybody. You will see people who will make you not want to believe anybody or trust anybody. You will see people do things that will make you feel like it's not worth it. Human beings are not good. But I can assure you, you will see good people also. There are good people. There are good men. There are good husbands. There are good wives. There are roots, even though there are uppers. There is John the Beloved, even though there is Judas Iscariot. There are good people, and you will meet them. Say amen. Will you lift your hands and give the Lord the praise this morning? Appreciate him for his word to you. Honor him and adore him. Father, we love you. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we magnify you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name, adoration to your name. Lift your voice and honor him. Lift your voice and adore him. Lift your voice and worship him. Lift your voice and magnify him. El Shaddai, Elion, Ancient of Days, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Mekadeh. We praise you. We honor you. We adore you. We glorify you. Thank you. And thank you, 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 and thank you. In Jesus' precious name. because of so much time already taken, you will lift up your hands and your voices and say after me, say, Father, I come before you today to receive your grace to live the love life, to walk the love walk. Help me, Lord, to live in love, to walk in love, to function in love. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to live the love life, to walk the love walk. I receive that grace now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. The grace. Sing that song. Everyone who is here today needing Jesus to be Lord over your life, you need your sins forgiven, you need today to mark a new day for you. You pick up your Bibles, pick up your bags, and quickly step forward here and let us receive you. You want to give your life to Jesus, you want Jesus to be Lord over your life, you want today to mark a new day for you. You are tied by an addiction like smoking, like drinking, like womanizing, like masturbation, like pornography, like lesbianism, or anything like that that has tied down your life and you want that yoke broken. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and step forward and let us pray for you. Or there is any other thing that you know you are not, any other lifestyle, any other realm of life that you know God is not happy with you. Or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Pick your Bibles and your bags and quickly step forward here and let us receive you. Quickly.
Let your living waters, let it flow, the soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and worries.
Let your living water,
let your living water,
let it flow.
Keep coming.
incredible.
While we are standing, those of you right in the front here, place your hand on your chest and say after me, say, Father,
I ask for your help. Those of you standing in front here, say, Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. I ask for the forgiveness of my sins. Today, it is my decision to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace, I receive the help to live for you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. And thank you. I decree today help from above, mercy from above, grace from above. The hand of the Lord be upon you, and the hand of the enemy be broken off your life. The grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' name. Now everybody lift up your two hands. There is the spirit of love. The Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love. So there is the spirit, and that spirit of love is the Holy Spirit. You are going to ask for the empowerment of the Holy Spirit as the spirit of love to walk in love like never before. Lift your hands and say, Father. Lift it high up and say, Father. Now, while this is going on, the Lord showed me that there will be restoration for people who have had losses in their lives. There will be deliverance from financial struggles. Somebody with a left shoulder condition is being healed. Ears blocked are being opened. And divine intervention in various areas. But lift up your two hands and say, Father, I ask today for the release upon my life of the spirit of love. 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 To love like never before. I receive that impartation now. Lift your hands high at the count of seven. You bring your hands on your head and scream, I receive, and something will be deposited in your body. Father, let it flow. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Receive, 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 receive. A fresh deposit, 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 a fresh deposit. Receive now, now. Mashaba da galaga yada yada. Receive it now. Let it be fresh deposit. Fresh deposit, fresh deposit of the spirit of love. A new season is upon you in Jesus' precious name.